Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, your home for self-care and reflection. I hope as you're listening to this, you're ready to receive more nuggets, more wisdom from another podcaster who has walked in the shoes of anxiety. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. I'm excited to share with you another, yes, this is the third, three out of three here, a podcaster who's given his time to share with the Affirmation Pod community his journey, as well as affirmations he uses in life, in health, and in overcoming anxiety. His name is Tim J.P. Collins, and his podcast is The Anxiety Podcast. He brings big energy to a microphone, so I actually feel like I should be standing up taller. I'm already 5'9", to match what the way he presents and delivers his message and what is true for him. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some time with Mr. Tim J.P. Collins from the Anxiety Podcast.
Hello, this is Tim J.P. Collins from the Anxiety Podcast. I'm so happy that Josie asked me to come on Affirmations Pod and share some of my experiences with you around anxiety and hopefully a few nuggets which you can take away and use in your own life. So it's very exciting. And I'm so happy to be on here and be able to kind of go through some of this stuff with you. So my podcast is something I've been doing for a couple of years now. I'm up to 200 and something episodes. And every week I talk to experts, people I respect, things that I find interesting, and I share it with my audience. So if you're somebody who struggles with anxiety or are trying to overcome specific types of anxiety, whether it's flying or job interviews or public speaking, or whether you just want to feel better in life, right? Like this whole experience for me started off with talking about anxiety specifically and has kind of broadened out into really talking about meditation and mindfulness and journaling and nutrition and inflammation in our bodies and brains and how we just feel better. And when we feel better, we can do more with our lives. And that's really what it's all about, is what is waiting for you on the other side of anxiety? What is waiting for you on the other side of leaning into those difficulties, overcoming that fear? Because it's always going to be difficult. It always is, still is for me today, right? We try and do something which you haven't done before and you feel the resistance. So that's kind of a bit about my podcast. I also do a lot of solo episodes where I just rap about my life, not actually rap, there's no music involved, but just talk a lot about my life and my experience and kind of how I'm constantly testing and trying out new things on myself and just relaying feedback through the lens of less stress, less anxiety, and a better quality lifestyle. That's really what all my stuff is about. So let me tell you a bit about my journey. I was always a bit of a sensitive person, as my mother would say. But yeah, I grew up kind of a bit sensitive. I feel like I kind of had this extra sensory perception, like I could just feel more. And I always kind of sat in conversations and I was like, okay, I know what he's thinking. I know what he's thinking. And I could kind of connect the dots. And so I didn't recognize that superpower until I was much older. But I always felt like I was kind of a connector of people and I always loved helping people. But anyway, I got sidetracked and decided, you know, let's just go and make a load of money first, and got into IT sales and really was chasing the mantra of like, make more money, get a better business card, do more stuff, go more places. And that was kind of what I was after. That's what I was told to aspire to be, was like, don't worry about how you get it, just get it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time may be what you need, or recharging alone may be what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, Give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today.
And so I did that. And unfortunately, that came at the expense of my physical health, my mental health, my spiritual health, all of it. It kind of all went by the wayside. So I was drinking a lot of alcohol. I was eating out a lot. I was overweight. And then mentally that then backed up into stress. And I kind of had this occasion, which was kind of like a very bookmarked occasion in my life, because the first time I ever had a panic attack, I was standing on stage in front of a group of people, and I just had the classic Eminem moment where I choked. I had a meltdown, and that forced me to then basically look at my life. And, you know, that I went through a couple of years of dark times of thinking about ending it all and thinking that I was just fundamentally broken. And the truth is I wasn't. The truth is my lifestyle was contributing to the way I felt, and things needed to change. And luckily, through kind of connecting to a variety of different resources, I then found a way to change. I found a way to have some awareness about things, what makes me feel good, what makes me feel bad. I feel good when I hang out with nice people, when I spend time in nature, when I go for walks on my own. I feel bad when I drink too much and eat crappy food and spend time with people who don't inspire me or don't lift me up or don't support me, right? Sensitive people, we need to be supported a lot. I need somebody to hold my hand all the time. Anyway, so that's kind of the flow of my life. I then kind of left that job and started to implement some of these changes, and over time realized that my story was relevant to other people. So that's why I got, that's why I became a professional anxiety person. That's why I got into this in a big way, is that I don't believe that people are being serviced properly today. They're getting told a lot about take medication and not a lot about you need to make some changes in your life, which is the truth. So moving on to affirmations, because that's what you're here for. That's why you're listening. So let's do a few affirmations. And I'm going to do mine kind of under the guise of me sort of talking to myself or talking to my anxiety. And the first one I'll say is, I am capable. I am capable of dealing with some discomfort and getting through this tough situation. This has been proven in my life time and time again, where I've gone into something thinking, what if I screw it up? What if I get it wrong? What if I make a mistake? But I am totally capable of enduring and being present and being able to survive, even if it's difficult, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it feels really bad. I get through it and I get to the other side. So all of the anticipatory stuff that I put myself through, the meat grinder, is totally irrelevant, you know? And so I am capable and I can be uncomfortable. It's why a lot of the time in the morning I'm in the shower and I'll whack it from hot to freezing cold, and I'll just sit there and hang out for a bit because I can do that. So I do believe in my ability to survive. I am a curious person, and that's a beautiful thing. When we have negative thoughts in our heads, or when we're struggling, to be curious is fantastic. It means that we kind of pattern interrupt and we can stop and say, hang on a minute, is this thought serving me? Is this relevant? Is there something in my life I need to address? Am I hungry? Am I thirsty? Am I tired? Right? Is somebody upsetting me? And I know that the journey isn't straightforward, but just having that awareness is really interesting. Another kind of affirmation I want to share is, I am excited. I am excited. And the reason I say that is that so much of the time, the physiological feeling of anxiety mirrors that of excitement. So just by saying that affirmation to yourself, I am excited before I go into the job interview. I am excited before I get onto stage. I'm excited before I go on my first date. I'm excited to go to the gym and make a positive change for myself, right? That's it. And, you know, that's something that I've played out in my life. Last time I went to do a public speaking thing, I said to myself before I went out there, I was like, I'm excited. I can make a difference. I'm needed. I'm going to make an impact. One of my guests once said, let's turn nervous energy into performance energy. Let's turn nervous energy into performance energy. So just to kind of reiterate that, if you consider that energy that's in your body, increased heart rate, a little bit of sweat, whatever it is, that is the perfect recipe for delivering an inspired, engaged talk or interview or first date or whatever you've got. You're there. You're taking it seriously. And I know for a fact that if you're not a little bit nervous when you're doing something in your life, then you probably shouldn't be doing it because it's not important enough to you. Okay. So I am excited is an absolute beauty. And one of the other ones I'll go back to just to finish with is I am great at connecting with people because as a sensitive person, as somebody who feels anxiety and feels stress, I think, you know, I do have a great ability to connect with people, to connect other people and to help people. I am a great helper of other humans. And I love doing it. And that's why, you know, my life's work has become about supporting other people. So hopefully you enjoyed a bit of my story. Feel free to check out the Anxiety Podcast. I would be honored if you would go over there and take a little listen if any of this stuff has resonated with you. Thank you massively to Josie for believing in my voice and believing in me to have me come on and share a little bit of myself with you. And as I always say on my show, remember, until next time, less anxiety, more life.
I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by Aqua True. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love Aqua True? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the Aqua True purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use Aqua True for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the Aqua True purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier. Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to Aqua True for sponsoring this episode today. This episode is brought to you by Air Doctor. Here's a question. Which air would you say is more polluted, our indoor air or the outdoor air? Well, according to the EPA, our indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than our outdoor air. Those pollutants include allergens, pollen, especially now that allergy season is here. Our air can also have dust mites, mold spores, and even viruses or bacteria that can make us sick. Air Doctor sent me their classic Defender, which is the Air Doctor 3500. I love knowing that it's filtering out harmful contaminants so that they don't reach my lungs. But what I also love is that it's not noisy at all. It has a soothing, super soft hum. I use mine in my bedroom, but I know some of you are working with people all day long in offices and classrooms. Come check it out. Air Doctor may be just what you need. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. I don't think you'll need to use it, but if you happen to not love it, you just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Go to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION to get up to $300 off your Air Doctor Purifier. And as a bonus for Affirmation Pod listeners, you also get a free 3-year warranty on any unit. You need to use the code AFFIRMATION to be sure you get up to $300 off and the free 3-year warranty. Place your order today by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION. Thank you, Air Doctor, for sponsoring this episode today. And that is Tim's gift for you today. Thank you to Tim for sharing with us today. I know I talked in the beginning about the energy Tim brings to the microphone, but he keeps it real. And I want to point you to episode 195 of his podcast because it's super practical. And it's actually, and the title actually is Use in Case of Panic Attack. Tim's also got a toolkit for overcoming anxiety. So if you plug in your email address, you will get that. He's got live retreats, like IRL retreats, as well as a journal. And some of you know I love journaling. I have my course, Journaling Pod. He has a physical journal called The Anxiety Journal, which you can get at theanxietyjournal.com. And he's kindly given a promo code for the Affirmation Pod community. Josie will get you $5 off the journal. So Josie, $5 off the journal. I do not make a commission. I don't have any affiliate relationship set up. The savings goes right to you. So thank you, Tim, for offering that. All the links to his stuff, including his podcast, is at affirmationpod.com/Tim. That's affirmationpod.com/Tim. And if you do connect with him, let him know you heard him through Affirmation Pod. The next episode will be me. I'm going to do a wrap-up of all the wisdom and the nuggets that I took away from Dennis, Gina, and Tim. I'm also going to include some affirmations that you can use when facing anxiety. But for now, go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.